Nick Barnett. We'll be smart with him today. He'll probably be limited tomorrow, and then we'll retest him on Friday. But he has some swelling, and just being smart. I think he's similar to last week. Ryan Pickett, he tested today with the trainers, and I have not been given the results yet. So, just like a lot of muscle pulls or strains, tomorrow will be the determining factor. But a little that I did see of the workout, I mean, I thought he was moving pretty well. So we'll see how he feels in the morning. Mark took the majority or pretty much all of his reps. So, we have 3 days of work, but we are going to watch his reps this week and more from a coaching standpoint. Make sure TJ's getting work over there. But I just think with the full week of work last week and then playing in the game, that's the first week he did it. So we just talking with Mark Monday after the game, we just want to be smart with him.
Obviously, it's a business trip for you, but how special is it for you to go back home?
It's very special to go home. Make no bones about that. But it is a business trip. You probably have about 2 or 3 hours to have dinner with your family. But it's a great opportunity for a football team. I have a lot of pride in my football team, and to take them back to Pittsburgh and to compete against the world champions. So that's the way I'm viewing the game. I know that's the way our team's viewing the game. This is a great opportunity for us to get the 10 wins, and they are still the champion until acknowledged otherwise. So we're looking for a very competitive atmosphere over there at Heinz Field, and I'm really looking forward personally.
What do you see different
between Pittsburgh
early on this season and where they are in the
fighting? Well, they've lost 5 in a row, but every game has come down to the wire. I think it starts with their defense like it always has. Their defense is definitely one of the top defenses, especially one of the top defenses the last 2 decades in the National Football League. So they're always going to be in the game because of that defense. We have a lot of respect, particularly for their outside rushers and the scheme, and frankly, it has a lot to do with why we're now on a 3-4 defense. Offensively, they got some big-time weapons. And they have the ability to, starts with the quarterback and get the ball to their perimeter players and special teams we like their returner. So this is going to be a tough football game. I know they've lost 5 in a row, but it looks maybe a little bit like we went through last year. They just haven't come up and made their appropriate plays in the tight games, but they're still a very good football team. Well, I mean, that's the way it always was in Pittsburgh. I mean, you played great defense, and that was always the bottom line of the winning championships. I know being a Pittsburgh native and during the 70s, their formula has not changed. They had great defenses in the 70s and was the backbone of their championship years, and they've really never changed it. So, I mean, that's the way I know my history as an offensive coach, but clearly, when I became a head coach, I did not want to be known as a former quarterback coach, that was a head coach. So it definitely starts with defense. That's always been my vision, and we feel like we've made strides towards that this year, definitely. So I think it's just part of growing up in Western Pennsylvania. Well, I think it's gone extremely well. I agree with you. Dom Capers and really the whole defensive staff, I just really like the way the group came together back in February. I spent around Dom, I knew right away his reputation. He's extremely detailed and organized, and just the way he brought the staff together and how detailed and organized and how ready they were when the players showed up in March, and then just going into his first install meeting with the players. I mean, they knew right away that the culture and the environment was different. He made that impression on me, frankly, back in February and March, and it's held true. Now it's just like any installation of a system. We had some growing pains early in the year, but we feel like we're hitting our stride, and the exciting part is we think we can get better.
Rodgers, Jennings, and then with Tremont interception.
Well, that's something we've talked about today as a team. I think our number one asset as a football team is overcoming adversity. They don't have statistics for how many times you overcome those particular situations in a game. But I think that's really been a strength of our team. It's kind of been our battle cry as we move forward. The ability for the individual or the unit to step up at key times in a game. And that's what the bottom line is. You know, sometimes we get caught up in situational football, which is a big part of being successful in the NFL. But, you know, making key plays at key times. You know, you always want to be a dominant offense or dominant defense or dominant special teams, and you're always working towards that. But making key plays, the adverse situations in a game, we've been doing a very good job of it, and we need to continue to do that down the stretch. I would like to think it's a product of, you know, the experience of last year. We come out of last year, we felt as a football team we needed to be better in the two-minute situation, you know, both on offense and defense. So we spent a lot of time towards that. We spent a lot of different time, a lot of different situations in training camp and so forth, trying to create adverse situations to overcome that. I mean, it's kind of hard to train that like you do red zone, third down, and 2 minute, but it was definitely something that was identified coming out of last year, and we're doing a much better job of it. So, you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to identify, you know, the things you need to improve on as a football team, and that was definitely identified with what happened to us last year, and, you know, it's been very big for us. Well, it's just you may create those type of plays. I mean, you have, you know, sudden change plays and those types of things. And like I said, it's not like a red zone drill or so forth. You talk about it a lot. You point to it. You emphasize. You know, problem solving is really about, you know, creating the solutions long before they happen. So, I mean, it's really a mindset, and I think our players have really responded to it. Well, it's a huge challenge both for your rush unit and your coverage unit because, you know, the rush unit has to obviously keep him in the pocket and ability. I mean, he's a very strong man. I mean, he doesn't go down. Ben doesn't go. He doesn't. The first guy usually doesn't get him down. So, you have to tackle him and get him on the ground is the first part of it, and the second part of it is the ability in the coverage unit to plaster and to stay with the receivers because you know, he's definitely looked to throw the ball downfield. He makes a ton of plays week in and week out doing that, and he's as effective as I've seen in the league as far as extending plays and throwing the ball downfield. Well, when you have an opportunity to work with Dom, he's old school in his approach. I mean, he's not the guy that's going to sit on the computer and punch out a bunch of, you know, printouts for you. You know, he still writes everything out by hand. He has a method that he's done for so long, and can jump up, you know, and pull the book off the shelf from 1995 And I appreciate that. You know, I have a library from every game I've been in since '93. So I mean, he's just extremely detailed, and he writes everything out. So we don't have enough highlighters for him, but we've invested in that because he has a certain method of how he highlights things, and he's just extremely, you know, extremely organized. He's an excellent communicator, and I mean, it really started from the first day. Yeah, we've kind of talked all along, but yeah, I spent some time talking to him Monday, and I know, you know, each offensive staff member has talked to the defensive staff. Yeah, we've definitely talked about things you see on film, and you know, just certain adjustments and things that you think they may go to towards us. But you know, I really think that stuff's overrated. You still have to play the game. You know, they have a system that's been in place for so long there, you know, obviously since Dom was there back in 91, 92. So, You know, they're going to make their adjustments. They're going to have a plan for us. But it's just good to have those type of resources and Darren Perry, you know, Kevin Green, and also Dom on your staff, and just kind of confirm some of the things that you see on film.
Mike, do you have any knowledge of Johnny's situation? Would he have any kind of football here throughout the rest of the season, or is it something he can take care of and not impact practice time?
You know, I have not been informed of anything as far as the details on Johnny Jolly's situation. So, I mean, we're just going to support Johnny, you know, through this situation. Yeah, I'm pleased with Brian Grant's production. I think he's been very steady. You know, we had some growing pains with us on offense. We were not in sync early in the year, and really I felt the number one issue was we didn't really give the run game enough attempts. And if you look at the times where his carries were, you know, 18, 19, 20 plus carries, I mean, he's been very productive. So, you know, that, to me, I say it all the time, the most important statistic for running a football is the attempts. And I think, you know, when Ryan's been given those opportunities, he's got into a groove and has been very productive. I think he's a very steady, solid player. You know, I really don't. You know, not as much as you'd like. I've been back probably once in the last just a couple of years just because of, you know, everything that's been going on. But my family comes here a lot. You know, I haven't been able to get back as much as I'd like. Probably because we're running the ball more later in the year. I mean, I think it's something to do with it. I mean, we've changed offensively just the way we approach the game. As far as the run pass type things that we do with Aaron, and you know, I think that may have affected Ryan's opportunities more, and just really the way defenses are playing us. But you know, whether the weather's changing, you know, your attempts usually go up. You get leads, you know, you're getting lead coming out of halftime with leads, you're running the ball more, you know, with those types of runs. So I think you just get more opportunities, frankly, at this period in the season. Oh, no doubt. I mean, you just, you know, we played on a different surface down there in Chicago. You know, it was a field that was they put the grass in with 2 weeks ago, and it was very high. You know, so Heinz Field, I know they changed the sod there a few weeks back. So I mean, it's going to be a little different surface. So you know, it definitely your perimeter players need to adjust, and I think it's definitely fits Ryan's running style. I think that's part of our makeup, and I think that's our best asset right now as a football team, the ability to overcome, you know, those type of situations in games. I'm not happy about our red zone production. I mean, it's, you know, it needs to improve, and the only positive is it gives you something to crack the whip with your players, if there is a positive. But I mean, we're always working to play, you know, the perfect game. You're always striving for perfection, but you know, to me, you know, ugly wins are good wins, and they're all the same, because the only important statistic is the win. But you know, the adverse, you know, not to be redundant here. I mean, I think that's a huge part of why we're winning games, and that's something that we can point to. Shoot, I mean, you're always playing personnel, you know, versus their personnel, and then obviously situation has a lot to do with it. But you really feel like you have a pretty good handle on it going into the game. You know, we're not a team that lines up in two personnel groups, so we're not going to see multiple calls to each personnel. So our ability to get in and out of multiple personnel, I think, helps us and streamlines the defensive calls more. So I don't ever really feel too many, there has been too many times in my career where I've had to just totally spin out of a personnel group and get into something else because it's totally different than what we anticipated. So I think it's just the nature of this, the way we play on offense. But, you know, when you don't have production out of certain personnel groups, you know, it's obviously going to be one of two factors. It could be, yeah, they may have a better defensive call, or, you know, maybe it's our execution, or maybe I didn't call at the right time, too. So, I mean, those things all factor into it. But being a multiple personnel group and the ability, the way we teach our offense, you know, conceptually, it's not by personnel, it gives us a lot of flexibility. Yeah, we haven't really had an opportunity to be together as a family, for I don't know how long, you know, around Christmas. So we're gonna have a Christmas dinner. That's really all. We're gonna have dinner together.
Are your mom and dad still in the same
Yeah. You're right there in Greenfield. Yeah.